You're listening to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I'm Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
Hi, everybody. Janine Betts here. Today, I have Stacey Killam with me. She's going to be joining me. I'm going to be doing an interview. So we're going to find out how a busy mom of two built her team to almost 100 people while working full time. So give me 1 second. And I'm going to get her to join us. This is going to be exciting. For those of you in network marketing, stay tuned. She's got some really great insights in terms of social media that she's going to share too. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So usually, awesome. I think I'm not sure. I've never requested to join the broadcast before. So this is really cool. So this is awesome.
Technology is always fun.
Yeah. So how do you see me on your screen? Am I in a little box?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sometimes it's side by side. So.
Oh, really? I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. It's usually side by side. Like I turn my phone around and it's side by side and we're each on equal sides of the screen, but whatever. We'll just roll with it. I know how technology is.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for telling me.
No worries.
I'm so excited to have you here too. I think you're going to share some really great lessons learned in terms of your experience in network marketing. There's so many people out there who struggle terribly, don't take their business seriously. But when I saw you on Play to Win, I was inspired, biased because I'm Canadian too.
Oh, thank you.
I would just love to hear your story in terms of your background in network marketing and what your day looks like normally, if you can share that.
Sure. So my name is Stacey Killam. I live on the east coast of Canada, Fredericton, New Brunswick, population about 60,000. So it's a small city, and I have 5-year-old twin boys and I'm a full-time teacher. So it's been nice because I've had the summer off, which is super nice. My boys start school in a couple weeks and I actually go back to work on Monday. So I'm not used to free time. So they've been going to preschool 2 days a week. So I've had some time to work on my business, which is awesome. But it still can be done working full time. So just let me think here. How long have I been involved in network marketing? So 3 years ago, I started. But before that, I kind of dabbled into it a little bit. I had no clue what I was doing. I honestly did not know what I was doing. But it was always important to me not to be salesy, not to be spammy. Like, I didn't want to be that person selling stuff on Facebook and bugging family and friends. Like, that was always, always so important to me. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. So when I started with this company I'm with now 3 years ago, for the first little bit, I'd say for the first 6 months, I still really didn't know what I was doing. And then when I started to see others in my company, other top leaders, you know, making six figures and quitting their day jobs, I started to take it seriously because then I got thinking, if they can do it, I could do this too. Mm-hmm. I just learned to figure things out and I need to know, you know, what's going on and how to do this. So that's really what I did. I started taking it seriously and I honestly dove into training. There's so much training. And that's where I found Rank Makers, like Ray Higdon's Rank Makers. He goes live in that group every single day, sharing tips. Are you in Rank Makers as well?
Yeah. Pretty hardcore.
Yeah. He's pretty hardcore. So honestly, that's where it really, really helped me, to figure things out. And doing that 30 minutes of personal development, like every single day, honestly has helped me so much. Cause honestly, that's when people ask me like, you know, for advice or tips in this profession, I always say you have to grow yourself and it's not just grow your business. Like you have to grow your mind. Like my mindset has changed so much since I started doing this. And that's another benefit of network marketing. You honestly just, you change as a person. I've grown so much. You know, I never thought I'd be doing Facebook lives, posting selfies on Facebook and just looking back, like, you know, at 3 years ago where I was and where I am now And obviously I'm not, you know, I'm still working and growing to where I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm moving in the right direction. Yeah, I've just grown so much as a person. So just the confidence and mindset and Rank Makers, honestly, has really helped. Ray Hagdon has helped. And you mentioned the reality show. 3 years ago, I never would have thought I would have been on a reality show. Like, no way. So that was really cool. I'm just trying to think, when was it? When did he ask for audition videos? Like maybe March, April, something like that. Yeah. He put out a call. He said, we're going to do a reality show, Play to Win. And he said, just submit your audition video and we'll review it and we'll select. It was 50 at the time they were aiming for. And so anyway, I did it. I said, well, you know, I kind of just did it and forgot about it because I never thought, you know, anything would ever come of that. And then when I got the email that said, you have been selected as a finalist on Play to Win. Oh my gosh. I screamed. I couldn't believe it. Said, what? What? No. I'm going to meet Ray in person. Like that was just the biggest thing for me. Like, oh my gosh. So anyway, that was May, the end of May. So I had to take a couple of days off work and I flew down to Fort Myers, Florida. And honestly, that experience changed my life. It was unreal. So to get some coaching in person, you know, from Ray and Jessica, of course, his wife, and Mary Kate O'Connell, which is his member success manager for Rank Makers. She was one of the judges. So that experience just was life changing. And just looking back on that, I can't believe it. And there's 40 of us that competed, contestants, and we're such a big family now. Like we're in a Facebook group together and we mastermind with each other now and we're all so supportive and it's just truly incredible. But I wanted to go back a little bit and just talk about my experience on that show. So my episode aired a couple weeks ago and last Thursday, there's another one. There's one tonight, and then there'll be another one next Thursday. And then the final one is at Rank Makers Live, which is Ray's big giant social media summit coming up in Orlando. So he's going to show the final episode there, which I can't wait to see with everyone else. But for me on that show, what I learned most was mindset. Like I mentioned earlier, this business really is all about mindset. It really, really is. If you have a strong, positive mindset and the ability to focus on the positive and focus on, you know, what's going right instead of what's going wrong, that is the underlying key. I think that's the secret sauce right there. If you can keep going, because it's so easy to focus on failures. Like I'm not getting enough video views. I don't have enough customers. My team's not growing fast enough. It's so easy to focus on the negatives. But if you focus on the positives and just keep going, so many people think network marketing is a get rich quick. And, you know, if they're not producing like, you know, $2,000, $3,000 a month in the first 6 months, they stop. But it's just not like that. You have to keep going. And, you know, so many people think then, and they'll talk to me, they'll think about quitting and they'll say, I'm just going to give up. And then I'll say, well, you got to think about why you joined. Like, why did you start? What's your alternative? You're just going to go back to what you had before. So honestly, this network marketing business, this company that I'm in, it's been life changing and all the friendships that I've met and or the friendships I've formed, the people I've met, it's been life changing. And I get discouraged too sometimes, but you just can't, you know, I never let myself dwell on that. I just pick myself up and just keep moving forward.
Absolutely. It's funny too, because there's the stories, and I'm sure this happened to you before, but there those stories out there where people are desperate and practically broke and network marketing saved them in 30 days. I almost resent those stories because they're not realistic, just like you said.
No.
Those are one-offs, right? And those are shown as this is what happens, but that's not the case.
Yeah. It's not really relatable because that's not typically what happens. And you know, maybe, oh my gosh, maybe that would happen to 1% of people. And I think with those people, they must come in with like a huge network of people and, you know, they add them to their team and then take off right away. But that is not typical. I prefer slow success anyway. So, and that's what happens for most people, for sure.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about how you developed your strategy to go to grow your team to almost 100 people while working full time and a mom of two young boys? Like, I can't imagine.
I know. People ask me that all the time. So I personally recruited about 100 people and my team is about, I think, 151 now. Wow. Honestly, it's the beauty of the business. It's 100% on social media. Yep. So that's been my saving grace. So if I was doing home parties, I wouldn't be able to do this. Like if it was, you know, outside, like obviously you talk to people all the time, but because this business is from my phone, that's how I'm able to do it. So I work all day. Like I mentioned, I'm a teacher, but my time to work the business is when my boys go to bed. So you do have to make sacrifices. You absolutely do. But I have big dreams, so I don't mind doing that at all. So for me, it was no TV. I rarely watch TV, and I honestly don't miss it at all.
Yeah.
So that's when I work my business, and it doesn't take that long. Honestly, you can build a very successful business just a couple hours a day. You really can. Mm-hmm. You just have to be strategic and intentional about what you're doing. And if you have your daily method of operations, because it's easy to get sidetracked, obviously, because, you know, basically my business is on Facebook, so I get caught in the scroll hole sometimes and I have to catch myself and bring myself back. But I find like a timer is really helpful as well.
Yeah.
Like when doing reach outs and things like that, just to set timers. But I think the key is just to set time aside. And also, like I said, this summer it's been great because I've been off, but when I get ready to go back again next week, I'm going to, you know, go back to my same schedule where I just work my business when my boys are in bed. And yeah, that's how honestly I do it. In the weekends, you know, whenever I can fit it in, just here and there. But what's really, really crucial, like I mentioned in the beginning, is my personal development. So every morning when I'm getting ready, like I don't waste any time in my day at all, because my minutes are really precious, like all of us, right?
Yeah.
In the morning when I'm getting ready for work, I'm listening to a video. When I'm driving to work in the morning, or anytime I'm in the car by myself, I'm listening to a podcast, and I just constantly learn. And that's how I'm learning, you know, all kinds of social media tips and tricks. And just like, and I said, just mindset, personal things too, like staying confident, growing your mind and positivity and all of that. So yeah,
do
I think just
sharing,
being intentional.
Maybe one of your top blocks that just held you back. I know I have my own, but I would love to hear what you struggle with and what you find helps you.
Yes. I think probably for me, one of the top blocks would be worrying about what other people think.
Mm.
That was huge for me. And that came out on the show, Play to Win. And there was a competition, one of the challenges where two leaders had to emerge right away. So there was 10 of us, and all this, like, two leaders had to be chosen right away. And Ray didn't tell us how to choose those leaders. Just two people had to be, you know, identified as leaders. So two people were identified, but one wasn't me. But again, it was, why didn't I speak up? Because these two people automatically said, I want to be a leader. Everybody thought about saying that, but only two people said, I want to be leader. Yeah. So Ray challenged us. He said, why did you guys not say anything? Like, did you all want to be leaders? And we said, yeah. And he said, well, why didn't you say anything? Well, you know, they said they wanted to be, and, you know, we didn't want to, you know, cause any issues. And it's just that constant overthinking, right? It's that overthinking, second guessing, worrying about what other people think. And the issue with that, I realized it, I kind of always knew it, but it just kind of sunk in on that show, was you're not reaching your true potential because of that. If you don't let that go and address that, you're never going to get what you want. You're never going to help make an impact people's lives if you don't stop the overthinking. So, you know, even like when it's reaching out to people, that'll still pop in my mind. Like I'll make up some story on why I shouldn't be reaching out to this person. And now I recognize it though. And I just say, stop, like, just stop. I listen to Bob Heilig as well. And he talks about green light, red light. And I've been making up those red light stories all the time, like creating this story about why I shouldn't be reaching out to this person, or even like overthinking a post, being vulnerable. I have issues with that. I'm just like letting people know too much of, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm working through all of that. And something I used to struggle with too is being perfect, like trying to be perfect, not posting a video. Like, you know, that's a huge one. People, I know people deal with that too. Like not doing a video until this is right or that's right. And it's just, no, you just can't. You have to just go with it. You have to just go with it. So there's quite a few blocks, as you can see, that I deal with, but I recognize them. I think that's the main thing. I recognize them, and I'm pushing through, because I realize that, you know, I can't be successful as I want to be if I allow those blocks to interrupt and stop me. So I'm pushing through. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very inspiring. I love that.
Thank you.
thank you. You had talked briefly about having, you know, a DMO for social media. Can you share from a high level what you do on Facebook to attract the right people to your team?
Yeah. So this is like one of the biggest breakthroughs that I've learned. And I mentioned, because I don't want to be spammy, don't want to be salesy. So that was really important to me. So on Facebook, myself, I consider myself, and everybody's who is in network marketing should consider themselves problem solvers. Mm-hmm. So you need to constantly be solving problems. You can't be out there, you know, sharing links and graphics and all of those things of your products. And, you know, to me, that's spammy. And I still see some of that in my newsfeed, and it just cringes. You know, I just cringe when I see that. But you really have to focus on helping people. Like, what does the product do? Don't focus on what it is and a list of all the ingredients. People don't care about that. They want to know how it can help them, like sleep better, mm-hmm. lose weight. You know, I'm in the skincare and makeup business, so talk about, you know, longer lashes, like all of those things. You have to focus on how it can solve problems. So I see myself as a problem solver.
Yep.
And also the other big thing is adding value. And I'm not just out there talking about my products. I'm putting value out there. Like, you know, for me, I love positive inspiration and motivation. So I always share positive quotes. That's really, really important to me. So it's just share. I had a phone call there. Sorry.
No worries.
I just declined it. So it's, yeah, putting value out there and just sharing. And I mentioned earlier too, being a little bit vulnerable and just sharing like about your life, and people will relate to you that way. So yeah, if, you know, I suffered with headaches for a long time. So I've been drinking smoothies with a lot of spinach and, you know, has a lot of magnesium. And I found, you know, that it helps reduce headaches. So I shared that with everyone, hoping, you know, it could help somebody else. So it's all about those kinds of things. And I find that's what's helped me as well. Like, you know, because you always want to be generating leads, because it's no fun reaching out to, you know, 10 cold market people every single day. You want to bring people in, people that connect with you and relate to you. So that's basically that's my method. And that's what Ray teaches as well. And I love it. That's what I do.
That's awesome. I'm curious, if we go back to network marketing, why did you choose to get involved in network marketing to begin with?
That's a good question. I've always had like an entrepreneurial mindset. Like even as a kid, I had the lemonade stand. Oh, no problem.
Sorry.
No worries. I always like to have something on the side, and I always just, I'm a high achiever. So I always felt like there's more that I can be doing. And so network marketing just allows me to help people, but also because, you know, I want things in my life for my boys. Like I want their education paid for before they graduate from high school, you know, all of those things, to make extra money. So, you know, my teacher money, that's for the bills. And then my network marketing money, that's for us to have, you know, for the family and to do fun things together. Like all, you know, all summer we've been using my business money to do fun. I often call it my fun money because, you know, that's what we do. That's what we, you know, we go on camping trips. We do all kinds of stuff, splash parks, you know, water parks, splash pads, all of those things this summer. That's what I've been using my money for. So that's honestly why I started, you know, it was about having the extra income, obviously, but it's, I see a bigger picture long-term down the road mm-hmm. as well. Like I mentioned, those leaders I see at the very top of the company and their lifestyle. And I want that too. And it's possible through network marketing to achieve that.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So if there's somebody out there that is struggling or stuck, you know, they've got the excuse of, well, I'm working full time, I don't have time, I don't have the energy. What would be your advice to them?
They don't have the time or the energy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said earlier, you really have to be intentional about what you're doing. And think about your why. Like, why are you doing this? That's what motivates me. All of those reasons I just mentioned earlier. Yep. That would be my why for doing that. So that's what motivates me. So I'm never too tired to do those tasks because I know what my end goal is. So I think if you write down your why, just saying it is not enough. You need to keep it somewhere. And when you're feeling tired or unmotivated, like you just don't want to do this, go back and read that why and do some personal development to grow your mind. Like I said, I can't stress that enough. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's a great answer.
Yeah.
Stacey, thank you so much for coming on today. This has been really enlightening.
You're so
really
welcome.
For thank people you. Who work full time and are in network marketing and how they can look to your story as an example of success.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So if you're interested and you want to learn more on how Stacey has built her team, you can reach out to her on Facebook Messenger, right? That's what we want to do?
Yeah, sure. They can reach out to me through Facebook Messenger. Yeah. Thank you so
Perfect.
Much for your time. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.